This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, it's Kimberly Borgens. And today I wanted to talk to you about something that happens to women, especially strong, capable, experienced women. And it's kind of subtle. You know, it doesn't come in loud. It doesn't come in obvious, right? It's just something that kind of happens in little suggestions, right? Like, well, this might not be good enough, or you don't really need that. Why don't you just go with this for now? And before you know it, you've been talked out of what you actually want, and you settle for something less. I wanted to share with you a quick story. I was recently in a car accident, and my car was totaled, my sweet little convertible that I just enjoyed driving. And here's the thing about it. I knew exactly everything that that car had. I knew the standard in which I appreciated that car. I knew what it had based on, you know, the perks, the bells, the whistles, all the things that it had that I really enjoyed. And I started looking for a new car because she was totaled out. And unfortunately, they don't make my car anymore. They don't make it. It was a little hard top. They don't make the hard tops anymore. And so people were, you know, making comments about, you could just go with something different. You could go with something smaller. You don't need all those features, right? This is a better deal, right? I could pay for the car in full and get this model and, you know, all of that. It might be a better deal, but really it was more like a lower standard for me. Now, my standards are a little high sometimes for me, but I figure, why not get something that I want, that I really want to enjoy? And I just felt like I almost got talked out of getting what it is that I wanted. And it was funny because I was having a conversation with my son. And I said to my son, yeah, I'm looking at a different kind of car because dad doesn't enjoy riding in my car. It's too low to the ground. You know, with him being over 6 foot tall, it's hard to get up. By the way, all the males in my house, my family, they're all over 6 foot. And I said, and so he could get in, if I get a different car, he could get in better. He might enjoy riding with me. When we go anywhere, we're always going in his vehicle, really just like my car. And my son said to me, he's like, Mom, dad has his own favorite car. Get your favorite car. And I just went, wow, you sound like your mom. Because that's the kind of thing that I would say to my kids, when they're trying to settle for something less. And he said it to me. But I really started to think about it. I really started to think about how, you know, I almost got caught settling for the kind of car that I want. And sometimes in business, we get caught settling. And we don't settle because we're weak, right? That's not the place. We settle because we want to be efficient. We want to be considerate. We're tired of doing the research, right? Tired of the search. Trying to be reasonable. See, I was trying to be reasonable that my husband would enjoy getting into a different car or something. I also, a lot of times women, I know I've gotten myself in this trap, but maybe you have, is, you know, not wanting to seem like you're too much, like you're expecting too much, like you think you're, you know, you're kind of diva-ish. And that's not what it is. And I would just want to say very clearly, I'm not too much. You're not too much. We've just been surrounded by people that were comfortable then with less. I know that I was. I have been. Not my husband. I'm not saying that. But think about our clients, our ideal client. You know the one. Think of your ideal client for a quick second. You know that one that you really want to get. But then they're questioning your pricing. They're pushing your boundaries. They drain your energy. But you said yes anyway because, well, you needed the money or something. It's still business. But maybe it's misaligned with you. It's misaligned with your business. Maybe they're not really your ideal client. But it's the client you're settling for. And every time that you say yes to that client, you say no to the one who would respect you, that would pay you, who would elevate you. Don't settle for your ideal client. How about vendor relationships? You hire someone and something just feels off. Communication is kind of sloppy. Energy is off. You know, they're not delivering at the level that you expected. But instead of addressing it or replacing it, you adjust. You tolerate. You lower the bar. Why? Because starting over feels harder than settling. Employees and your team. This one could hit a little hard for some leaders. You know, you see the potential in somebody, even if they don't see it. And you know they could rise. They could rise up. But they're not. Instead of holding that standard, you start managing around the problem. You shrink the expectations for that employee to fit their performance, to fit, you know, working with them. That's settling in real time. And that's not fair to all the other team members who are stepping into the standard. The real issue here is that we get talked out of our standards. Women are often conditioned to be flexible, right? Or accommodating for being grateful for what we have. I know for me, there's been times in the 35 plus years in business that I'm like, man, I can't be greedy. I've gone way beyond everything that I thought I could do in the past. Like I never imagined reaching the level that I am. But every time I level up, I have to level up my expectations and my standards. Right? I've been there. But instead, we be flexible. We're being accommodating. We're being grateful, right, for what we get. Instead of being decisive, instead of being firm, instead of being unapologetic about our standards, and then we combine it with the outside voices of everybody who's talking to us, right? And we start negotiating with ourselves. Like, oh, it's okay. I could get a different car so that I could, you know, have my husband ride with me. But you know what? When I drive that car, I love driving that car, right? And think about it, command presence. Command presence isn't loud, it's decided. Right? It doesn't mean you argue with everyone. It means that you're clear, you're concise. It means that when someone offers you less, you don't get defensive. You just simply say something like, that's not what I'm looking for. No over-explaining, no justifying, no shrinking. Come on, think about it. What is it actually costing you? It's costing you time. It's fixing, you know, those things that you never should have accepted in the first place, right? I was looking at different cars. I was wasting time on trying to find something that would be suitable to support my husband instead of what I really wanted. My energy, right? It was misaligned. Money? Yeah, I could have paid for a cheaper car, right? But why? I mean, I can cut down some bells and whistles if I want to do that, or I can work harder and get more clients to pay off whatever I might owe. And sometimes when we do this, our confidence, right? our confidence just takes a hit. It tells us that we have to distrust our own standards. I don't know about you, but that's not the kind of confidence that I want to do. Every time that you settle, you lower the baseline of what you believe you deserve. Maybe some of you need to believe you deserve more. If you haven't figured out, like I said, I'm Kimberly Borgens. I'm your host. So I'm a little bit leadership. I'm a little bit of self-improvement, and I'm a little bit of getting action. We want to get into action. You know, holding that line of standard doesn't mean that it has to be difficult. It means that, you know, you keep looking when it's inconvenient. You walk away when it's almost good enough. You trust your standards more than someone else's opinions. It's just that simple. I'd rather wait than downgrade my life or my business. I'm going to wait to find the right car. I'm going to wait to find the right client. It takes a little bit of time, but that's what it takes to get to the standard, the level that you deserve to be at. Here's my final thought on this. That car situation, it wasn't about the car. It was a mirror of me. A reminder that people will always offer something easier, something cheaper, right? Something faster, something more convenient, something more comfortable, right? But very few will push you to hold out for what truly matches you. And I'm challenging you today to hold out, to find what matches you, what matches your standard. That's your job to figure out. And that's your job to set the bar. I don't want you to settle in your life. I don't want you to settle in your business. You can be comfortable and you can be uncomfortable with, you know, setting new standards. Every time that you level up in life, the stuff around you has to level too. You have to set the standards for yourself. You have to set the standards for your business. You have to say, no, that's not the client that I want. No, that's not the kind of vendor that I want to work with. I don't want to have to work that hard just to communicate with somebody. Right? I don't want to work that hard guessing and fitting into everybody else's mold. How about you? What would it look like today if you were to start holding your standards at the level that they deserve to be? What are they? Make a list. What is it that you are not willing to settle for anymore? Look, you don't need to downgrade your standards to move forward. You just need to stand firm long enough for the right thing that meets you where you need to be. So don't underestimate yourself. And my car, guess what? I'll find the right car. I'll find the right one with the right standards that fits me, that suits me, and does everything that I need to do. And I'm okay with waiting. Make sure that you know what level you're playing at and don't get yourself caught up. Look, step into the shoes of somebody who is above you, somebody who has higher standards. Step into those shoes and say, you know what? I want to be like her. I want to be like that CEO. I want to be like that person. Those are the bonuses in life. Be blessed and go visit me at KimberlyBorgens.com and, you know, sign up at the Hive Hangout. Say hello. Love to have you there. Be blessed. Have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.